The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
We had our dark days. There was always dust around. That's just the way it was, and you accepted it.
That was Sister Mary Damien, a Pittsburgh native born in 1915, describing the air quality in the early 20th century when Pittsburgh was known as the Smoky City. I'm Lindsay Bell.
And I'm Alicia McAllister. Although Pittsburgh's air quality isn't as bad as it was back then, there are still many issues we face today.
We talked with Leonard McAllister, a former U.S. Steel Claritin Coke Works plant employee, about the process of making coke.
What people see from the street is steam. Quenching or cooling the hot coke comes out the oven. And there are particles in that steam.
We asked Rachel Filippini, the executive director of GASP, the Group Against Smog and Pollution, to tell us more about these particles.
Fine particulates have been linked to everything from asthma to cancers to heart attacks and strokes. Depending on their size, the smaller they are, the deeper that they can get into your body and cause lots of problems. We're also concerned with air toxics, which is just a general term for lots of different pollutants that can be found in the air, everything from arsenic to dioxins that come out of both tailpipes of vehicles and out of smokestacks from area industries.
The impact of these toxins has been felt in many communities in our area, including those in the Mon Valley.
Wayne Godovic, the acting superintendent of the South Allegheny School District, shared his perspective on the conditions in the region.
Children in our region, not just the school district, have asthma rates that are 300 to 400% higher than the national rates. One of our communities, which is Glassport, was also listed as having the fourth highest cancer risk due to exposure to pollutants.
As you can see, not all of Pittsburgh's air quality issues have been solved.
Be aware of what the current status of the air is, and don't be satisfied with knowing that the air might be polluted. You need to have leadership in place that is going to have the courage and the insight to make Pittsburgh a healthy place for citizens and a place where people will want to move to and where businesses will want to move to.
We hope that the citizens of Pittsburgh and their leaders will make this issue a priority, so in the future, it will be unacceptable to say that's just the way it was.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowments Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at heinz.org.